Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Hope you're having a good start to your day or end to your day, depending on whereabouts you are in the world. Now, today's program is brought to you by TraderCobb.com, where you can go across to TraderCobb.com and get access to all the trading in crypto education that you need. Make sure you sign up to my bi-weekly video newsletter, where you'll get access to a bunch of information by myself and my team twice a week, as well as promotional offers and whatnot that are coming up. Go to TraderCobb.com and register there. Guys, it is an interesting day. Yesterday, I wasn't feeling very well. In fact, I didn't trade. I made it clear to all of you that are on my memberships and that work with me and in the Slack group. I made it very clear that I was actually not going to be trading yesterday because I was feeling pretty darn average. Just one of those days where you just don't feel well. And in those situations, you need to make a decision. Am I at my best? And my answer to my own question at that stage was, no, I am not. I knew this first thing in the morning, and that's why I didn't do a morning podcast for you guys. There was no morning live podcast of a market scam. It was a one that I recorded a little while back. And the reason being is that I was not up for it. Now, as it turns out, I'm sitting here looking at the top 10 right now. I was looking at the pullback for Bitcoin back into that 6,500-ish level. Now, I don't actually see that there was any opportunity to trade there on Bitcoin. It did set a higher low there on the 4-hour now. But am I getting excited about this level? Am I starting to consider this being a turning point for the market? Absolutely not. No way in the world. Why not? Well, to be honest, Bitcoin's fallen hard. I mean, look, it's gone from, what, 7,800 down to, it bottomed out at, what is it, that's 6,135. So absolutely no reason whatsoever to be bullish right now. The only thing that is slightly more bullish is the 4-hour does have a higher low, and we are above right now that 6,524 sort of level, that old support that was sitting there that we broke down through. Now, what could we see here? Well, look, the honest truth is we are still in a downtrend. There's a little bit of divergence there on the daily time frame, but the overall momentum is certainly, it's much easier to build a picture for the bears than it is for the bulls, because that's what the trend is telling me. Now, pullback into 7,000, we might get it. Who knows? It's a long way to go yet, especially with this amount of selling pressure in the market at the moment. But, you know, if I draw on my fibs at 61.8% and the 50% is around that 7,000 mark, and I'll be keeping a close eye on that. Not to say that I'll be trading if it gets up there. I'm just suggesting that could be a nice level for the market to pull back to, and not to get too excited, not to try and buy the bottom, not to try and catch a falling knife. These are foolish things to do. They cost you money. They do not help, okay? It's really important that we understand that trading successfully is a long-term gig. Trying to pick a bottom right now, I know a lot of people have done that, and a lot of people have been hurt. People were buying it at 6,600. People were buying it at 6,500. Now, it's dropped and it's dropped and it's dropped. Now, it's okay if you're looking to invest, and I'm all about scaling in, don't get me wrong. But if we're looking to trade, then we need to be careful. We need to be very careful. All right, this market right now, it's still trying to find its feet. Like I said, you know, long term, I've got no issue about how Bitcoin will perform, how blockchain will perform, and it's up to us to, you know, make hay while the volatility is very, very high through trading and investing in good projects for the long term as well. Which means that if we invest for the long term, we don't get scared. We don't freak out every time the market has a correction. Now, we have seen a year that has been substantially more bearish than bullish. Now, if we consider, and look, I'm not saying that history is going to repeat itself and we're going to see exactly the same sort of thing as we did last year. Not at all. We may do. I'd love that. But the reality is that we have had a pretty bearish year. This downtrend, this current downtrend, has been sort of in play, well, since back in the start of May. It was when we saw that sort of 10,000 top touched, and now we've been downtrending since then. And look, throughout the year, we have seen more downward pressure than upward buying momentum. So we need to be realistic. We need to understand that this market might struggle for a little while, but that's okay. If you know what you're doing in this space and you're investing for the long term and you're trading for the short term, then we're safe. You know, I've got no concerns whatsoever. I'm more than happy with how everything's sitting. And yeah, there's just more and more good news coming out. So don't be too quick to jump off the top of your balcony. I think that this market still has a lot to do. It's going to be very, very powerful, and we're in a very good place right now. If you don't know how to trade, if you haven't learned how to trade, if it's something that is not a string to your bow, just ask yourself this. How much longer are you going to sit back and miss out? How much longer are you going to sit there and see the markets falling and not be able to do anything? Not just falling, but how much longer are you going to watch this market move and not be able to profit from that small amount of movement? Well, that's up to you. I can't change your mind there, guys. It's, you know, one thing I can say to you is this. If you don't know how to trade, I think it's very, very bad. if you haven't got much time, I totally get it. No need to trade. But if you're somebody who's watching the market quite frequently, then it's pretty important that you get the skill set to do this properly, guys. So I'll leave you with that, guys. The market, I'm going to wait and see what it does today. We've got a weekend coming up. Today is Friday. I will be looking at the higher time frames today, looking at the 4, the 8, the 12, the 16 hour, seeing whereabouts we're pulling back into, because we are getting into the cradle zone on some of these, on the higher time frames. That's what I'm going to be watching, and I'm going to be being very, very careful. Guys, if you are in Melbourne, the Bitcoin and Blockchain Fair is on this weekend. It's the 16th and 17th of June, which is this Saturday, Sunday. Come along. There's lots of great speakers. I'll be there as well. And you feel free to come and have a chat. Guys, this show was brought to you by TraderCobb.com. Don't forget to move across to the website, register for the free bi-weekly video newsletter, and have a look at what is on offer. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.